This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little big three yesterday down in Philly. LL Cool J was in the house. John Calipari. Obviously, Saturday was popping as well.
Why was John there?
Just taking it out. Well, actually, you know what? There was
Did he live?
No, there was an AAU, because I know Mike Anderson, the new St. John's coach. Oh, all the coaches. I don't think Coach K was there, but I know that really everybody else. Roy Williams was there, so I think Cal was doing some work.
Yeah, Coach K's got his class already.
He's probably, yeah, exactly.
I got all the number ones anyways. It doesn't matter.
We're good. Got 3 first-round draft picks in tow. We're good. Yeah, but Cal was recruiting, and he was out there, so... I was in Philly, and Ryan Hollins, who was on the Aliens, teammates with Greg Oden. Greg Oden's made his way back to professional basketball, and Ryan is with us now. The Aliens 0-2, but obviously getting back to it on Saturday. That's going to be in Birmingham, and then Sunday's in Atlanta, all on CBS, so big weekend. Ryan, what's up, buddy? Tiki and Tierney, how are you?
What's going on, brother? I thought I was working hard, man. You go straight from the sidelines and into the studio.
Got to get those checks, bro. I didn't make that NBA money like you did. I got to get those checks, brother. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great right now. Obviously, disappointed from the loss like you talked about, but I'm feeling pretty good.
How is Greg Oden look as a big three baller? Because, obviously, we kind of forgot about him in a lot of ways, and I'm glad he's back out there. How's he look?
Greg looks really good, man. I forgot about Greg's footwork. And for a big guy, you understand why he was the first pick in the draft. And he's shown us kind of flashes where he's caught the ball and made it, you know, a quick move or two and gotten straight to the rim. So, he's showing flashes of getting there. And, the big three is a different game. So, it's really actually fun to watch. We haven't seen Greg in years.
Yeah, it's been good to see. Joe Johnson's lighting it up, and all the luminaries on the bench. I mean, Gary Payton, the glove is there yesterday. Dr. J, Nancy Lieberman. I've had a blast. I know you're having fun as well. By the way, is your daughter lamenting the signing? I believe that was your daughter. The signing of Kevin Durant to the Nets. Well, let's get to the free agency here, man. I mean, some people love it. Some people question it. Let's start with your assessment post-injury of Kevin Durant. Where is he, your best guess?
He's going to be just fine post-injury. This isn't a guy who relies on athleticism. He's 6'11 with a 7'4 wingspan, and he shoots the ball at the top, the peak of his jump. I played with Dirk Nowitzki. Dude, when I tell you that Dirk Nowitzki was so sore and so tight coming in to shoot around, that I'm like, there's no way this guy's an NBA player. And then he'd go out and light somebody up for 30 points. So even at 70%, Kevin Durant is good enough. And if we question that, just think about what he did in, what was it, game 6 of the finals?
Yeah.
Or game 5 when he came out and played? He pretty much played on one leg and had about, what, how many
points? Well, he had 3 threes and a couple of free throws. Yeah. He had 12 points.
So that's what at worst, that's what Kevin Durant is going to look like.
Yeah.
At worst.
No.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah. I think you're right. Now, the question is, there's still one huge free agent left, and that's Kawhi Leonard. And we don't have an indication where he's going to be other than the speculation that the Lakers are the front runner. What would he do to himself, to his legacy? I hate to use the terminology that way, but I will because of where he's been in San Antonio and the ugly departure from there, the one and done plus championship in Toronto, which is obviously the other end of the spectrum. It's the pinnacle. And then going to L.A., what would happen if he went to the Lakers, Kawhi?
Nothing at all, man. This guy's legacy is cemented. The last thing you would say is that, oh, he needed LeBron for a championship. No, this dude is all about being happy now. Think about it. He came into the league 51 seasons in championships with the Spurs. Then he goes out in Toronto. Last year, this season, was one of the greatest postseason performances we have ever seen. I'm talking Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. It's one of the greatest postseason performances we have ever seen out of Kawhi Leonard. So if he goes to join the Lakers, you tip your hat and say, congratulations, Kawhi, you earned it, brother. There aren't any question marks. We don't question Kawhi, oh, what's he going to do? Can he do it on his own? Those questions are all gone, man. And you got to understand, this is a guy who went to school at San Diego State. This is a guy who you know, is from Riverside. So for him, the most important thing is probably going home. And I mean, shoot, man, the guy grew up a Lakers fan. So Lakers or Clippers, he can't go wrong. But I don't think there's anything anybody can say about this. I just think this super team hate has been blown out of control.
Yeah, what are the chances he stays in Toronto?
Man, I don't want to say none because we've never seen a star leave a team after winning a championship. It's literally never happened. Kawhi would literally be the first guy who had done that. So I think you cannot rule out that he stays, but I think it's going to be, you know, pretty difficult. And if you're Toronto, there's nothing that you can do complaining wise to say that Kawhi Leonard didn't do his job. He didn't go out and deliver over and beyond, brother, expectations.
There's no question. Talking to our buddy Ryan Hollins, and Ryan's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. 10 years in the NBA. You hear him all the time debating, part of the big three on the aliens, teaming up with Greg Oden, some other guys. One of the names, and we didn't really know exactly where he'd wind up. Would Philly retain him? Would somebody overpay him? Jimmy Butler to Miami is the one that is probably most confounding, because you would have to imagine that Pat Riley, as he always does, has something else up his sleeve if nothing else happens. To me, that doesn't make any sense for Miami.
Yeah, it was a very random move. Maybe we can attribute this to another happiness play. We talk about Kawhi Leonard choosing happiness, and maybe there's another player involved. I know the love fest that Miami had with Josh Richardson, and if you're going to lose Josh Richardson, there's got to be something special. Obviously, we knew Hassan Whiteside had been on the verge of being moved a couple times, so it kind of really worked out with the Portland. I didn't see that one coming. You know, when we talk Jimmy Butler, you know, we talk Knicks, we talk Brooklyn, we talk Kyrie, we talk Lakers, but we didn't talk Miami.
No.
So I want to say maybe there's something more than just the scenery there, but I mean, Jimmy Butler, let's think about where Jimmy played. Jimmy played Chicago, he played Minnesota and Philadelphia. You know what? Maybe he wanted some beautiful scenery. It was good enough for LeBron.
I'm not mad at him. Hey. I mean, those are cold cities right there. I hear you.
Go get paid.
Uh-huh. Al Horford. Listen, you can't quantify his veteran leadership, and I know, you know, the way you play it and your mind. I know that you really respect somebody like Al. But I'm not really necessarily sure that Philly's absolutely better with Al Horford inserted and Jimmy Butler deleted. Size that up for you. The Sixers today versus the Sixers yesterday, who's better?
Wow, this is tough.
It's a tough one.
And I'm going to say the Sixers tomorrow, because their young core is going to be older. And if there's anything, when I really dissect the Sixers team last year, they didn't have the chemistry down the stretch. They didn't have the veteran leadership. So you bring in a guy by the name of Al Horford that's a pro's pro, and the one thing that they really love to do, that's Philadelphia, they love to play big. And Al Horford with Embiid in the lineup, that's a monster nightmare. And if you want to say, look at this, the best guy in the East that was guarding Joel Embiid was Horford.
Was Horford.
And now
yep.
You're going to have Horford teamed up with Embiid. That's a scary combination. And, you know, God forbid, you know, Ben Simmons improves in the offseason, or Embiid, you know, gets any better, comes back, you know, trim and, you know, really just kind of, I don't want to say in shape as if he was out of shape, but healthy. I mean, that's something really dangerous to look at. And I think, you know, in all fairness to Jimmy Butler, who had an amazing season, they just didn't have time. So as far as judging that, I'm going to like this move with Horford, and he's an easy fit, man. He's a guy who can play four or five. He stretches the floor, and, you know, he brings intangibles to the table. Tiki, as you full on know, that you don't really show up in a scouting report.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It doesn't show up that way, but it matters much more than anything. And he mattered that much in Boston. Boston basically flips Kyrie for Kemba Walker. What's that? What are they going to look like next year? Because they lose out, obviously, and he was a big locker room guy. Probably mitigated some of that dysfunction that we've alluded to or heard about or speculate about. What's Boston going to look like next season?
Well, Brad Stevens is going to be able to coach again. And that's no disrespect to Kyrie Irving.
No, none taken.
Yeah, it's a players' league, and it was like Kyrie a couple moments was like, give me the ball, move out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing we really prided Boston was on was not just their defense, but the schemes and the sets that, you know, that Brad Stevens was able to draw up. And Brad had to kind of get out the way. So I think, you know, as a coach, he's going to really be challenged again. But Kemba Walker's, listen, man, you got to fight to get enough words out of Kemba Walker, man. He's such a humble star, man. I know you see the way he plays. There's a lot of glitz and glamour and crossovers through the legs, step backs, arguably one of the most exciting players that we have in the association. But he's a quiet guy, man. He's going to buy into whatever the system is. And keep in mind, Kemba's never had help, bro. No disrespect to those guys in Charlotte. They're professionals, but he's never had help. So I think this may be the perfect mix that we're going to have a chance to see right there with Kemba and Brad Stevens.
Well, listen, Ryan, it seems like your daughter's come around to some of these free agent signings that maybe she was not on the same page with to start the interview. Good that she's come around, though. We convinced her, right?
She's bought in, man. She's bought in. We just need Kawhi to make a choice, man. Kawhi, come on, brother.
No. You see, you're still somewhat new. You need this to stretch out. It's called content over a couple of days, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, and I'm going to leave you guys with this. In regards to Kawhi, I've never seen a player that is going to could shift to any team the power in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
the power shift. If it's Toronto, their favorites coming out of the East. If it's the Lakers, they're the favorites for a championship. If the Clippers, they're going to be favorites. So I've never seen a player like when LeBron James went to Miami, that was kind of like his option. And we knew what he was doing in the East, but like we've never seen anything like this.
It's crazy. It really is. Well, listen, man, good seeing you yesterday in Philly. I'll be catching you down the road, a couple of other cities. I know we'll get you back on the show. Get the aliens a win here, man. Well, you're not going to go donut the whole season. You got to get some wins here, Hollins. Come on.
You know how talented we are, man. We can't do that. I think we just got to adjust the style of play there in the big three. But, no, our squad's improving. I there are no really moral victories because we don't have enough games.
Yep.
But I'll take it.
I hear you. I'll see you soon, Ryan. Good job, man. Thank you very much.
All right, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.